so today I want to talk briefly about the basics of what subscribing means. So if you have an observable, and that's equal to something, then what we want to do is we want to subscribe to it. Subscribe. And we pass in, normally we can pass in an observer, but we don't want to always create these things. You can also pass in handlers. So instead of doing this, you could instead pass in like a value handler or a completion or an exception handler. Exception handler and a completion handler. What happens is that when you do these overloads, it actually creates an observer underneath for you and subscribes it into the observable. And if you don't specify the exception handler, by default, it will actually rethrow whatever exception gets passed into the observable on the current context. And it'll try to marshal the call stack, or so that you have the original call stack. The completion handler, by default, just does nothing. And if you don't specify a value handler, it also ignores whatever comes in there. But it causes the thing to run. What this does is it returns back a value. And normally, in most event frameworks, you'll see that there's a subscribe and a corresponding unsubscribe. But that's not really compositional. So instead, we have S. We have the subscribe return S, which is represents the subscription itself. And when you want to unsubscribe, you say S dispose. And at that point, it will, as quickly as possible, tear down all of the associated resources. And so that is what the basics of subscription are. So if you notice here, there's actually, the last thing I want to say, there's four different phases of execution. The first is when you write a query. So for example, when you say, so let's go back to an example here. So the first phase is when you say, the first phase is when you build an observable. So like var x is equal to y's select f. So that's phase one, when you build the query. Number two is when you subscribe. And that's when you say x's subscribe some handler, and then you store the result as the subscription. The third phase is when you have a value come through. It's like this is when you have a value in onError, uncompleted, and that's when h gets invoked. And then the fourth phase is when you unsubscribe, when you say s dispose, and it tears down the resources. This is very similar to with enumerables. You have these four phases as well. You have the phase where you build an enumerable query, or an iterator, or whatever the case might be. You have the case when you get an enumerator, and you have the case where you say move next from current, which is like phase three. And phase four is when you dispose the enumerator. So that is the basics of subscribing.